pig. And they'd come.
And when you were, show me how you would call chickens in.
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And would you ever call the sheep in from the pasture?
Well, I just, I don't know. They, when they see you, they come to you. If they know you. But if they won't come to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
At least it wouldn't come to a stranger. But you walk out there, they see you, they'll come. They know you.
Now, when you got when you're getting a horse, tell me about, if you're going into town, tell me what you do to, you know, to get the horse and get him into the buggy, you say. To get him hooked in the buggy.
To call him to come to you?
To get him into the buggy. If you wanted him to get into where the buggy was, say you had a buggy.
Oh, the getting under, well, they know. If you got the harness on them, and you did, if it's a tongue, chaise,
yeah.
There's just one horse, you just raise those up, and our horse will just back up under it, and you put the chaise down and hitch him up.
I see.
And the same way as the mules, they know how to back in. If you have, they have a tongue, they come in on both sides of the wagon. Well, they know. Just pull them all around. You don't.
Smart. Would you have to say anything to them?
No, not exactly. They just kind of pull the lines. They knew what to do.
I see.
Same way with hitching one to a plow.
Lines on the buggy?
Oh, the lines on them, huh?
When you're riding a horse, what do you use to guide when you're riding one?
Reins.
Range.
Bridle reins.
And you put your feet in the
stirrups.
When you had two, say you had two horses on the, when you were plowing or when you're going in, what would you call the one? Would you have a name for each horse?
Oh yes, every horse's name. They knew it.
Mm-hmm.
They knew their name. We had these horses. We had named Buck and Fan. One big old normal horses. These are ones with big hoofs, you know, big old horses.
Norman
horses. They're big old horses, heavy. They were dredge horses, you know, to pull dredge boats, trucks with, haul heavy freight.
I see.
They wasn't much good on the farm, and the feet were too big. I never let one in my garden. I liked the mule, their foot was little. They step on everything in the garden. But this old mule Rufus had knew how to step around.
When you had, well, what I was talking about, the horse on the left, you might call him the what? When you were plowing, if you had two horses, one on the left would be called the...
No, they've got some, they call the wheel horses. They have a pair of horses that are going to have put forward to a wagon.
Oh, I see.
It's the wheel horses, they have wheel horses. And they are the back horses.
I see.
But both of them are the wheel horses.
You wouldn't call a horse on the left maybe the lead horse or the nigh horse?
Nuh-uh. I don't think so, because they can't, because they're wired together. You see, they have bits in the mouth,
mm-hmm.
and they're tied together right here, and they've got reins back here. You couldn't have a lead horse. A lead horse would be one in front of them.
I see. Now, when you're cutting did you ever plow or see people plow? Yeah, I know you saw people plow a lot.
I plowed.
You did?
Uh-huh. I run a harrow, because I couldn't hold the harrow on the mule. She got two lines in the handles to hold. And I run the harrow on top of a cotton row for them to come behind and plant it.
Now, when you're plowing, the trench is cut by a plow called a... That's called a...
Furrow.
The furrow.
A furrow is the between the rows. And on top of the row, I just tell Rufus to make me a trench to plant my stuff in.
Did y'all ever raise wheat or anything like
yeah.
that?
Raised wheat.
Can you tell me how you raise that stuff?
Well, you just sow that and you cut it. It's got to be right.